الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the month of Ramadan is knocking at our door. Make dua Allah Ta'ala must give us to see the month of Ramadan, to fulfill the rites of Ramadan. That Ramadan is like a visitor in our house. When a visitor comes, and a very important visitor comes to your house, how much importance you show to him, how much respect you show to him. If the ustad comes to your house, you show him so much of respect, you make sure that you don't do anything wrong, you make sure that you're good with everyone, you make sure that he does not have any kind of complaints about you. Whether it's a ustad or someone very important comes to you, then you feel that that is something that I must not make the person think bad about me. When he leaves from there too, you feel so happy, but you feel sad also that now this friend of mine or my ustad or someone who's close to me, was so dear to me and spent so much time with me, now that's leaving me. How you? You feel very hurt. You begin to tear. You do not know whether you will see that friend again. Likewise, Ramadan also is a dear friend coming to meet you, expecting to give you all the best of whatever he carries with him, and expects you to also take all those things too, and appreciate all those that he gives you. So what you are supposed to do? You're supposed to make sure that you make maximum benefit of whatever he gives you. So he gets happy too that I've given you all this thing, because when Ramadan goes back, he goes empty. He comes full, but he goes empty. But now for you to make maximum benefit of it. And when the friend comes to know that, you know, whatever I've given him, you know, he made good use of it, and he appreciated it so much. When the friend leaves him, how happy he leaves him. So much of happiness and joy. You know, he appreciated me. Likewise, Ramadan also, when he leaves you, he comes full, leaves all the good things and blessings and everything. But when he leaves you empty, but you must be happy to be. That you have appreciated me, I cannot thank you for that. So one of the things that is most frightening today is that we know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he kept the member, the first step and second step, he said, Ameen. And one of the things he said, that person who leaves a mother or father in a state in that position, they did not ask for forgiveness. That kind of person in the month of Ramadan, whatever ibadat he does, no benefit. With all the ibadat he's making, with all the istighfar he's making, all the fasting he's doing, but he did not keep his mother and father, respect them, then that person's ibadat is not of any benefit at all. So last week I was speaking about Al-Kamar radiallahu anhu, that all the good deeds he was doing, yet his iman was seized. He could not read the kalima at all, merely because of his mother was not happy with him. Now we today in our sins, now at this moment of time, most of us are showing a lot of disrespect to parents. In a month of Ramadan also they did not show any respect at all. This month must remember that we have to show respect to parents all the time. Not only Ramadan, but if you not show respect to them before Ramadan, what do you expect respect in the month of Ramadan? You find today that the children are so vulgar with the children, with the parents. They don't show any respect of any kind. They speak to them anyhow. They do not show respect to them. And side by side, do not assist them in any way at all. So there are a few rights the parents, the children have the right to the parents, which very few of us are talking about it. And the rights are so important. It's very important. The first right is this much, that if the father needs any kind of assistance, he must assist. If the mother needs any kind of assistance, he must assist you. In every kind. First of all, that you must always walk behind them, not front of them. Who is doing that today? No one is doing that today. A person walks with his father, he's supposed to walk behind him, not front of him. That shows himself how much respect he has for his father. A person's action will show when he walks with his father and talks to his father. His action will prove himself, like when you talk to your ustad. The way you talk to your ustad, like, you know, very, very conscious, very careful. More than that, you're supposed to be conscious and careful of parents. If you've been showing so much respect to your ustad, that even in front of him you are very careful, and behind him you do not like anyone to talk about him. Likewise, you respect the same respect of the mother and father. That in front of them you speak to them so nicely, behind him are you speaking the same way too? If someone talks bad on the father and mother, how do you respond? Just as you must respond to the ustad. If someone talks bad about the ustad, you're not able to accept it. Likewise, the person must not be able to show disrespect to parents by showing, if someone talks bad about the parents, they must not be happy with them. Today people are happy. If someone talks bad about their mother and father, you're very happy about it. Instead of that, what are you supposed to do? You must supposed to be hurt, getting hurt. How can they talk bad about father and mother? They are the ones who went through all the difficulties to make me a doctor. They are all the ones difficulty and hardship went to me. That became today I became an alim. That all the difficulties and hardship they underwent and I became a hafiz. Everything because we do not want to ponder. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We are not here to ponder in our lives. We are not beginning to think that, you know, whatever we are going through, ponder a little bit what my father and mother went through as I became a doctor today. What my father and mother went through today, I became a rich man. We don't think like that. We think now we are very rich because we could. But if you realize that you see a father and mother, what difficulty and hardship they underwent for your sake, to give you the best of everything they underwent, why are you appreciating this way to show disrespect? Any kind of shukr remaining to for them is too little, you cannot be shukr at all. My main concern in the month of Ramadan, a person will get maximum benefit of this month of Ramadan. To read Quran is very good, to read everything is very good, but to show disrespect to mother and father will wash up all the good deeds. To show disrespect to wife also, to show others will wash all of this. Some people, they are not balanced. They show this, so much respect to the mother, they forget the respect of the wife. Whereas in the wife, why she is also, Nabi Karim says, if you look at the wife with muhabbat, if the wife look at the muhabbat, Allah look at the rahmat. My husband always give us and Allah who root of rahmat root of. Loot as much as for rahmat in your house. A person may not make so much ibadat, but his character is of the best. He may not make much ibadat. He may not have the time to make ibadat. He may be so busy, but he makes sure that he fulfills everyone's rights. He makes sure he not commit any kind of sins. He makes sure he not hurt anyone, especially a mother and father. Today you find that if a father says the rights of the world, if a father will call you, you're supposed to leave everything and come to him immediately. Unfortunately, if a father calls the son or whosoever, the daughter or the they are busy, they don't call. They don't want to come. You have to come straight with your father and mother. Immediately, that is called respect. That's called respect. Who got the respect today? No one got the respect. You can see how busy you are. The moment your ustad calls you, why you can't go? Your ustad calls you, wake up straight away, go. But when you come to your house, you no matter how busy you are, the ustad calls you, sleep, everything, jump to go. That's what you must do. But more than that, when a mother and father call you, that the same thing, the same work you are doing. And your mother and father call you at that time, why don't you wake up the same thing to show the same respect? وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ اللَّهَ تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِلَّهُ إِلَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah Ta'ala says, after my ibadat, what do you say? Wa bilwalidain ihsana. Be very good to them, will be kind to them. You have to show respect to them. My husband will tell that before the big people, the man who is 60 years old, the mother, the nani should hit him. He said, hey, for a big man, he said, you're the big man for you, this is my lala. The mother should say, he's big for you, for me, he's my baba. Who can do that today? If you give your son one cloud, what he'll do? If you give two clouds, Where the respect is gone? Where the respect is gone? This is what Hazrat Chaitanya tells us, that the respect is not there. We have to show respect, show kindness to them. That any kind of matter, do not show disrespect to them. If they need any kind of help, help them. What's the use helping others who are supposed to have not helping? Everyone has to come to help, you give them help very quickly. Your mother and father ask you to help because when something happened between you and them, you're not supposed to harbor anything in your heart. One is not supposed to harbor anything in his heart with regard to his mother and father. His mother and father, he cannot put you right anywhere. I even mentioned that person carry his mother making tawaf. Someone asks you, you carry your mother on the shoulder making tawaf, you say, I'm trying to fulfill her rights. So you forget the fulfill of rights. Is that one kick that you give the tablet and you went in the stomach, you cannot, and she said, ah, you cannot fulfill that rights. What are you trying to say you're going to fulfill the rights of parents? So in the month of Ramadan, we have to be very careful how we behave, how we conduct our lives. Because the month of Ramadan gets into different kind of situations. You're very hungry one side. You come to the house, the mother is still busy in the kitchen. She's bitterly making all the hot things, not for her. No mother makes for her, she makes for the children. She makes everything best for you, and then you can go there quietly instead of making more ibadat, waiting. You, because you are fasting, you're taking your fast on your mother. The husband takes a fast on my wife, and the child will take the fast on the mother. Whereas at that time, she must show, the child must show so much importance that let me help you. And you cannot help her, go make some ibadat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to the house, the sahabas and ashabas ate all the food up. He did not go and ask where the food is. He went straight and he says that to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, how you feed them, feed me also. So every active is an example for us. In the Ramadan, the Ramadan, you cannot discipline yourself. In no other time you can discipline. For the month of Ramadan, that month Allah has given you that kind of position, that you can discipline yourself to that extent that you control your tongue, you control your habits, because Allah Ta'ala has changed all the rebellious shayateen. You cannot say shaitan that made you do this thing here. It's you yourself who committed sin. Do not blame others for your wrongdoings. But Allah is so kind that He has given that opportunity that in month of Ramadan, control yourself. Put your nafs together, help you, fight your nafs. Do not do what your nafs tell you to do. And do not get angry. So the rights of mother and father, that at a time when they need help, you assist them. When they call you, you go to them straight away. If they need any kind of help, you help them. Today you find a son is very, very busy, very, very wealthy. He forgot he's a dwarf, his parents have got help. But yet when the mother and father ask for some help, he said, you must go and help somewhere else. Where you saw that? He forgot the dua that mother and father made. This is what the condition today. I'm getting complaints. I'm not just talking to you. I'm getting complaints of that kind. That I get shocked like the same father, the son who worked so hard to bring the child up to that extent. Now the child is vulgar language of father. He's like, no more exists. Yes, the right of child also is important. That you have to give the right name to him. You must make sure he teaches the right akhlaq and all that. You teach in the Quran. When he reaches a certain age, the day after him getting married. Now, if he's telling the father, I'll get married, don't get him married, then you'll be answerable to that too. If the child is very, very pious and says, I'm now not in a position now, I cannot bear it anymore and get married, there's a duty of the parent to get him married. And then if he doesn't get married, he'll be answerable for all the wrongs he's doing. So a father also, they have to have the responsibility. Like one father, one person was going, and it so happened that he hit his father. When he hit his father, people got together and pulled him. He hit. The father was pulled, brought to a certain point, he said, now you can stop. He said, why? This is what I hit my father 15 years ago. So today I got the same punishment. So my dear friends, our Ramadan will come and go. We will not see Ramadan, only Allah knows. It is in our doorstep now, make the maximum benefit of it. Read the Quran, rule everything good deeds, but do not show disrespect to parents. Be very kind to them, because that is the biggest test for you. The biggest test. Because the whole year you do not show any kind of be good to your family. The second thing that was told, that be good to your family, be kind to your family, do the best to your family. Because that's the most difficult to do. You can be good to your friends, but you can be good to your parents. But they are there with you all the time. So one is good for the parents, good to your family also. These things, two do goes together. Then inshallah wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, the little bit of ibadah that you're making, but you kept the Muslim happy for the sake of Allah. That is better than the person who did so much of ibadah
And thereafter, if you call the wrong thing, what benefit got? I'm not saying you must not make ibadat, as much as possible. Read the Quran, the best ibadat in the month of Ramadan, read the Quran. Carry the Quran, you read the Quran as much as possible. There's no ibadat would be greater than this than the Quran. Recite the Quran, Allah, make istighfar. Every day make istighfar. Oh Allah, I kept fast. I did not keep according to your expectations. Every person in the time of this seri, iftar, you must not worry what the food is in front of you. You must worry of the time of acceptance now. Let me speak to Allah. And Allah, forgive me for my sins. For the whole day I kept fast. I did not fulfill the rights of the fast. Allah, forgive me. No man must think like that. I'm keeping fast like this. Some wonders. Allah, you allow me to keep fast. And how I'm supposed to keep fast and not keep like that. So forgive. So these kind of things we have to do every day of our life in the month of Ramadan. So let us now become a better person. Every day you become a better person. Because Ramadan is to virtually mold your life. To become a different person, closer, that iman which has gone weak, that will strengthen that iman. The relationship that you have with Allah Ta'ala, which was weak, must strengthen the relationship. And relationship will become so strong that not only in the month of Ramadan, the dua must be, Ya Allah, till the next Ramadan, or till I live in this world, I will become more closer and dearer to you. Then that Ramadan will be something to talk about. As I mentioned earlier, that when a friend comes to your house, and he expects you to do, and he brings all the good things to you and give you, and you appreciate and use it in the correct way, all those things he brings, how happy when he leaves you. Likewise, Ramadan, he comes with all the good things in this world, he comes to us with all the blessings. Ramadan gets so happy that I've given you all this, I'm going empty now. If you use it the right way, then he gets so happy and he leaves to give dua also. So how important it is that whatever Allah has given opportunity, we must think that is the last opportunity. First of all, when a person needs namaz, he must read the last namaz. He's the last namaz. How is somebody read the namaz? He's somebody read namaz, Allah, I don't know what I'm doing, opportunity. Then he's supposed to read namaz in the best way that this is my last namaz. It must not be, I don't know whether I'm doing opportunity at all. Likewise, Ramadan, don't maybe, I don't know whether I'm doing another namaz. Ramadan. So let me do as much as possible the good as I can do, because in the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be like a pauper. Everyone will be a pauper. يوم يفل مرء من أخيه وأمي وأبي وصاحبتي وبني. Your friends, your family, your own, no one will look at your face. Every Allah must not give us that opportunity. We must be in that position. Allah must give us jannah without reckoning. But we must remember one thing: we have to work for liberty. We have to work for liberty. In this world, a man, whatever profession he is in, he's working towards his profession. He wants to become a better professor. You become more perfect in profession, then he has to work like that. That's how we have to become more perfect in our iman. To become more close and dear to Allah. We can work for the world, we do not know whether we will see something. Whatever hardship you work for profession, we do not know whether we will get the fruit of it. But this is something you're going to definitely get the fruit. The only way is how you perfect your dunya, perfect more your iman. Become more perfect and become a better Muslim. Become a better Muslim. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ramadan is coming. Allah Ta'ala must give the barakat of Ramadan. Allah must give us the blessing of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of Ramadan. And side by side, Allah Ta'ala must accept your dua. Again, I'm telling you, if you have any shortcoming to parents, wife, please ask them for forgiveness. Please ask them forgiveness. In that will be so much of barakat and izzat and muhabbat. Ba'atul da'am, alhamdulillah. Before I go to Ashif, those people who are sitting on the chair, for a special chair for them, yeah. Please, I'll appreciate all the chairmen. All the chairmen come in the front. Please, all the chairmen come in the front. Make me happy too. Because you've got no space here. The chairmen come in front and there's a lot of space to take place. I'm not going to stand up till all those people sitting on the chair must come in the front here, because there's special chairs here. All those who are sitting on the chair, please come. And those who small children, I'll appreciate you going upstairs to make it easy for all of us too. But chairmen, all the chairmen, please, whoever sitting on the chair, if they come in front, they make it very easy for us so that we have enough space. Last week we had a problem, so you get sabab for that while you come in the front too. And please,